We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, I'm Adam Hoge.
Hi, I'm Herb Lawrence.
And this is CHGO Tavern Style, presented by Salerno's Pizza. Head over to the Grand Avenue location and call 312-666-3444 to make a reservation today. And Herb, we're talking about stadiums today. But regardless of, you know, who's going to get a new stadium, what the stadiums are going to look like, it seems like the White Sox and Bears are going to be competing over some public financing, regardless of what you feel about all that. And I definitely have thoughts on that. Mm-hmm. But what we're focusing on today is just which of these two teams needs a new stadium more?
I would say the Bears. First point is that their stadium is the oldest stadium in the National Football League. This will be its 100th year this year. I think it was 1924 when Soldier Field was built. Now, the Bears hadn't played there since then, and it's been renovated in the interim, but that is a small stadium, which it has the second lowest capacity in the NFL right now. And we already know that the NFL is king everywhere, but especially here. The Bears have a big grand plan for building a stadium that's not just football. It's building a stadium for Final Fours, building a stadium for a Super Bowl. And we have the right man to do it, where Kevin Warren has already done this for the Minnesota Vikings. I know you've been up there. You say that stadium is one of the nicest in the NFL. The guy who's doing the negotiating has an experienced hand. The other guy, Jerry Reinsdorf, I'm good on. So I think the Bears have the more pressing need because their stadium isn't of NFL caliber, while the White Sox, the current stadium, is fine.
So all of those are good points on why the Bears do need a new stadium. If the question was, which team does the city need to have a new stadium for? I would say the Bears, because I think everything you just brought up would be better, would have more of an impact on the city of Chicago hosting these big events. I think it's one of the things our city lacks the most. However, when the question is, which team needs it more? The Bears could keep playing their games in Soldier Field. They're going to sell out. Fans are going to be there. The Bears are going to continue to exist, and everything's going to be fine, despite, you know, them not having some of the things that other teams like the LA Rams now have with these nice, gorgeous stadiums that have taken them into a new century. The Bears, they're not in any necessary danger of, you know, impacting their bottom line or anything. While it could still be a luxury for them, I agree. I feel like the White Sox need this because as much as I don't think Jerry Reinsdorf can say pretty much anything without contradicting himself at some point, and I killed him on Twitter for what he had to say about, you know, his team's ability to compete where they are right now, I disagree with it to some extent. I do think that their stadium situation could greatly help their ability to be more successful as a franchise if they do it right. My problem is, I don't think what they're proposing right now is going to fix anything. Mm-hmm. They need to stop chasing what the Cubs have and build the things that the Cubs don't have. Lean into that. You need a roof on your stadium. You need to attract families. I say this as a 37-year-old with two kids, okay, and a family, and I'd love to take my kids to more games. I'm more tempted to go to Miller Park than I am White Sox games as a diehard White Sox fan. Not necessarily because I live in the northern suburbs, but because it is a roof. I can go there in April. I can go there when it's raining. I don't have to worry about a 3-hour rain delay when I have a 2-year-old who's not going to sit through that. Mm-hmm. Build the things that the Cubs don't have that's going to attract other fans in this city, neutral fans, to come to your ballpark. So location, whatever, you know, I think that they could build that where the new state, where the current stadium is. And I'm very sensitive to, you know, alienating the Southsiders. I don't want them to do that, but they're going about this all wrong, in my opinion.
I hear what you're saying, but I, as a fan of the White Sox like yourself, I don't want to give Jerry Reinsdorf any type of happiness at the end of his life, because his stadium that he has right now was built in 1991, opened in 1991, 16-0 to the Detroit Tigers. I'll never forget that. Yep. Like, that building is only, what, 33 years old. So he had a chance to build a stadium in this town.
Totally agree.
Unlike the Bears, haven't had a necessary chance to build a new stadium. They renovated this current stadium that they live in, but it's garbage. It's a regular 61,000 capacity seat. They can go for a bigger stadium, and they would have the same things that would happen that you were talking about. They would have the attendance because the Bears are a hot item. And that's another thing. Like, the Bears actually kind of deserve it over the White Sox. The White Sox product has been bad for decades. Now, I get it. The Bears also have been bad for decades, but their arrow is pointing up while the White Sox is scrolling right down, just like the guaranteed rate arrow. So it would give me no joy to be in a stadium that I would have to fund and Jerry Reinsdorf cashing out. That's another thing with me. Like, both the ownerships, kind of detestable, but the McCaskies know their role, and they allow somebody with a deft hand and Kevin Warren to be the guy who's catching all the arrows, while Jerry Reinsdorf's out in front and being very condescending, being very evil and mean to the Southsiders in that Bridgeport area that built that stadium and built that team. So I would want nothing that Jerry Reinsdorf does to succeed. So I would give it begrudgingly, even though the McCaskies are not great, to them instead of Jerry Reinsdorf.
By the way, check out Salerno's on tap at 1201 West Grand Avenue in Chicago and enjoy our tavern-style pizza and ice-cold beers before heading to Blackhawks and Bulls games. Dine in and watch the games live on our big-screen TVs or call us for carryout and delivery. Go to salernospizza.com or call 312-666-3444. Herb, I hear everything you're saying. I agree with it all. I think they're going about it all wrong. There shouldn't be public money. You've already screwed this up once. But as a franchise, what the White Sox really need is a new owner with money to come in and not move the team, which I've been saying for years, I think is on the table. I still believe it might happen, to be honest with you, because if I'm an owner looking at the situation and competing against the Cubs, I probably would rather move away somewhere else. But I still think the biggest thing they need is an owner with money to take over the team and say, no, we're staying here in Chicago. We're going to build this the right way with private money, and I think that that would reinvigorate everything. That's really what the White Sox need. I just feel like they need all of that way more than the Bears need a new stadium right now. As great it would be for the Bears to have a new stadium.
I hear you there, too, and I would be 100% down if they had a new owner and that owner built a stadium with his or her own money and or in privately financed it. We see with the LA Rams how much they're winning with the stadium that they built with SoFi. Like, they're winning and getting money tenfold of what they've paid and the $6 billion they paid. So I think that the lessons of LA Rams should be learned by Jerry Reinsdorf and the Bears to know that you buy your own stadium, which both of these teams have stadiums that are not their own right now. They should be looking at the Rams and say, that's a success story. Let's do that with
it
them.
It also increases the value of your franchise immediately when you do it. So, you know.
Pennywise, pound foolish. Absolutely. Both of them.
He's Herb Lawrence. I'm Adam Hogue. This has been CHGO Tavern Style, presented by the outstanding Salerno's Pizza.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.